Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week's episode takes a deep dive into the ever-evolving world of open source software, starting with some substantial updates from the GNOME community. GNOME 50, the latest milestone release, is attracting significant attention for a game-changing feature. Variable Rate Refresh, or VRR. Previously introduced as an experimental setting in GNOME 46, VRR now graduates to a stable feature in GNOME 50. Variable rate refresh enables monitors with compatible displays to dynamically adjust their refresh rates on the fly, depending on the workload or on-screen content. This is a real bonus for gamers and content creators, but it also translates to a noticeably smoother day-to-day experience for anyone using GNOME. To enable VRR in GNOME 50, just head over to your display settings and switch it on if your hardware supports it. The GNOME development team has worked extensively to iron out compatibility glitches and ensure a seamless rollout, so feedback from early adopters has played an essential role here. The effort to stabilize VRR exemplifies the collaborative power of open-source communities. While GNOME is focusing on display technology, KDE developers have been equally busy preparing for the next leap with Plasma 6.7. Expected early in the coming year, the 6.7 update revives the classic Air Plasma theme, a beloved look that many users have asked to see return. But that's just the cosmetic side. Big things are happening under the hood as well. One of the standout additions is Plasma Setup, which helps streamline the initial installation process and setup for new users. There's also a new login manager in the works, promising a smoother and visually consistent login experience across all KDE systems. And with the brand new Plasma keyboard, think of it as a smart, touch-optimized on-screen input method. KDE is gearing up to cater to the demands of tablets and convertible devices that are becoming increasingly mainstream. With enhancements in global keyboard shortcuts and overhauled network settings, Plasma 6.7 is shaping up to be both powerful and user-friendly. Alongside these features, KDE developers have prioritized bug fixes, especially a patch for the notorious black screen that sometimes occurs when cycling through Windows with Alt plus Tab. This stability focus reflects KDE's commitment to polish and reliability as much as its flair for innovation. While desktop environments get most of the attention, the wider open source ecosystem is experiencing waves of change on a different front: intellectual property. The expiration of patents for Dolby Digital Plus, also known as Enhanced AC3 or EAC3, is poised to transform how multimedia is experienced across open platforms. Once the last of these patents expire in 2026, distributions like Fedora Linux are charting plans to bring native support for EAC3. This will allow high-quality surround sound playback out of the box, where previously legal encumbrances made bundled support quite risky. It means a more complete entertainment experience for everyone, and another big win for open-source adoption and freedom of choice. Meanwhile, GNOME developers continue to boost their cross-platform toolkit, GTK, with significant updates. GTK 4.21 is set to debut with fresh feature sets, including advanced SVG rendering support and much improved accessibility features. These aren't just abstract benefits. They translate into smoother visuals, better accessibility for users with disabilities, and a generally richer user interface for everyone. Also, the inclusion of new experimental APIs is aimed at encouraging more cross-platform apps and engaging a broader developer base. To drive these upgrades, the GNOME community has launched several hackfests, inviting contributors to test, refine, and propose new ideas for the future of GTK. It's an open invitation. If you're an application developer or an enthusiast with a taste for UI design, watch for updates on impending hackfests. Shifting to another key player, the Linux kernel development community is experimenting with integrating AI into their workflow. Chris Mason, a prominent contributor, is piloting a project to apply artificial intelligence to code reviews, aiming to split the process into smaller, more tractable units. The hope is that by breaking down the workload and having AI prioritize areas of concern, developers can catch bugs and issues much earlier and streamline kernel development. Though it's early days, this innovative approach is raising intriguing questions about the future collaboration between humans and machines. Expect to see more automation not just in the kernel world, but as a trend spreading outwards across larger open source projects. While we wait to see how AI shakes up code review, there's plenty happening at the distro level as well. Ubuntu 26.04 LTS has just released its third monthly development snapshot, providing an early look at features set to land in April 2026. Each of these monthly releases serves as a platform for both users and developers to road test changes and give feedback, helping Canonical identify bugs and smooth out rough edges. Among the improvements are a fresh system monitor, closer GNOME 50 integration, and enhanced workflow for daily tasks. What's particularly notable is Canonical's shift in kernel strategy. They're planning to fold in the latest Linux kernel releases, from 6.20 up to a potential 7.0, regardless of their official status when the ISO images first roll out. This marks a move away from Canonical's previously conservative approach, and for users it means fresh hardware compatibility and quicker adoption of upstream improvements. It's worth noting that the monthly snapshots provide not just bug fixes, but real preview of how the finished product will look and feel come 2026. Early participation in these releases helps fast-track feedback and ultimately leads to a more robust system for everyone when the final LTS launches. Community engagement isn't confined to Ubuntu, though. Fedora continues to take the lead in collaborative testing with its scheduled test days. Coming right up, Fedora will host dedicated testing days for its next KDE Plasma release on the 2nd of February, and for GNOME 50 on the 11th of February. These events are open invitations for the entire community, users, developers, and testers of all experience levels, to try out the latest features and squash bugs. Not only do these test days strengthen the stability of Fedora's releases, but they foster knowledge sharing and give regular users a real say in the shape of their desktop environment. If you're interested, the Fedora Project has published detailed instructions on how to join in, from downloading nightly builds to submitting feedback through their Bugzilla tracker. Over recent years, such test days have proven crucial in catching showstopper bugs that might otherwise have slipped through, highlighting the real value of collaborative quality assurance. Security, always a top concern in open source, saw a significant emergency update from the privacy-focused Tails operating system. Tails 7.4.1 rolled out an urgent fix for critical vulnerabilities in the OpenSSL library, discovered to pose a risk of de-anonymization for Tor network users. These vulnerabilities could have allowed malicious relays to compromise a user's anonymity, so addressing them quickly reflects Tails' commitment to user safety. The emergency update patches the OpenSSL library, while also delivering upgraded versions of the Tor client and Thunderbird email client for improved privacy and stability. The Tails team urges all users to update immediately to preserve their privacy while browsing with Tor. Emergency updates like this highlight the importance of rapid response teams and the open communication lines between users and maintainers in privacy-focused projects. Taking a step back to survey the current open source landscape, it's clear we're seeing robust momentum across the board, not just in technological innovation, but also in community-driven contribution and advocacy. The leading teams at GNOME, KDE, Fedora, and Ubuntu are all demonstrating the power and vitality of open development, involving users at every step. Crucially, it's not just experienced developers. From UX specialists to documentation contributors, everyone's input is helping to build a more inclusive and accessible ecosystem. Whether it's through test days, hackfests, or rapid security fixes, the message is clear. Open source success relies on the participation and shared responsibility of its wider community. The adoption of new technologies, particularly artificial intelligence for code review, suggests that future workflows will likely combine the best of human expertise and machine assistance. Given how rapidly things are moving, we're going to see an even tighter feedback loop, driving quality, security, and creativity across projects large and small. If you want to get involved, now's the time. Whether it's GNOME testing, KDE hackathons, Fedora's test days, or Ubuntu snapshot feedback, your voice can help shape the future of open source computing. And, of course, keep up with Element.fm for unlimited hosting if you want to launch your own podcast about these exciting developments. Thanks for listening.